This is SDPB News. I'm Susan Hansen. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard says, as it's currently written, he will veto the transgender locker room bill if it reaches his desk. Senate Bill 115 defines a person's sex based on anatomy. It states that locker rooms, showers, and changing facilities in public schools shall be for use by persons only of the same sex. The bill also states school districts can provide accommodations for transgender students. Dugard says if there are problems with privacy, those issues should be handled at the local level.
I haven't heard one instance of a problem in this area, not one. And so we have seen major problems in North Carolina when a bill like this was enacted. And Sioux Falls, in particular, has millions of dollars of NCAA tournaments planned in the next several years that I believe will be at risk if the state proceeds in an area where we need not proceed.
The bill ignites a similar debate from last session over a transgender bathroom bill. The new bill is specific to locker rooms and changing rooms. The bill is sponsored by Senator Lance Russell and Representative Thomas Bruner. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard also says he plans to sign a Republican bill that would dismantle a voter-approved government ethics overhaul if it reaches his desk. The state Senate was to vote on the bill this week, but legislators supported a procedural move to postpone more debate until next week, with a vote next Wednesday. The bill has already passed through the House. Health officials say the influenza virus is ramping up in South Dakota with 134 new confirmed cases last week, nearly doubling the season's total. State epidemiologist Long Keitlinger says most flu cases in South Dakota are from the H3 virus that spreads quickly and comes with severe symptoms. Officials say the best way to avoid getting sick is to get a flu shot. Let's take a look at the weather for the whole weekend. Starting with today, partly cloudy and breezy. In the central and east, patchy blowing snow and a few flurries. Highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Tonight, in the west, partly cloudy. In the east, mostly cloudy with a few flurries. Lows tonight from the upper teens to the lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. In the central and east, a chance of light snow, highs from the upper 20s in the east to the upper 30s in the west. And for Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy across the state. Mainly in the east Sunday morning, there is a chance of light snow. High temperatures on Sunday in the west around 40 degrees, in the east the upper 20s. A reminder that you can hear a daily summary of all of our coverage, legislative coverage, on our State House podcast. You can subscribe today at sdpb.org. And you can get the latest news from SDPB and NPR at our website, listen.sdpb.org. I'm Susan Hansen. Stay tuned for more NPR.